Welcome to Sling Stones, a podcast with insights for the Christian journey, proudly brought to you by Healing Care Ministries. Now here's your host, Terry Wardle.
200 yards from my son's church in Boulder, Colorado, is a grocery store. A store that he and my grandchildren and daughter-in-law and many friends have been to many times. And yesterday, a man went in with a gun and killed 10 people in that store in Boulder. I've talked to my son, and it has certainly rattled that community and the churches gathering around to care for the families and the many people that were inside of that grocery store that will now be very, very traumatized. A man commented that the bubble of safety that he felt by living in Boulder has now been burst. And there's a lot of grief, and there is a lot of fear. And once again, we face the issue of mass violence and killings in the United States. A high school friend of mine, Tommy Mauser, I'm sure today he goes by Tom, 21 years ago lost his son in the Columbine shooting, which is 30 miles or so from Boulder. I saw on Facebook that he commented not only on how this brings up his own grief again, but that a very close family friend was in that store at the time and luckily escaped through the back door. And then just days ago, 8 Asians lose their lives in Atlanta to another shooter. Thank God there have been protests now that have raised up across the United States about this new wave of prejudice and violence against Asian people. It's a heavy day. It's a heavy time. And we face it again and again. And we dare not grow callous over this. And yes, let us all join together as the community of Jesus Christ and pray and pray and pray and try to see that love can win over darkness and hate. But there's also a psalm that comes to my mind that I want to comment on right now. And the psalm says this: speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves. Actually, it's not a psalm, it's a proverb. Proverb 31, verse 8. Speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves, for the rights of all who are destitute. Speak up. Judge fairly. Defend the rights of the poor and the needy. To all of you that are part of the Sling Stones community, and I know that it's not simply people in the United States, but internationally, may we join together at this time to recognize that powerful tension, if you will, that we are to produce, that on the one hand, we do petition heaven and recognize that we still live in a world where evil raises up its ugly head to destroy the most beautiful work of art that God ever created, which is the human being. Scripture itself says that people are the crown of God's creation. In the book of Genesis, the word that talks about being made in his image is the word that human beings are an icon of God, meaning that if we look at a human being, we see reflections of the character of God himself. Image bearers. Through the eyes of people, we are to be able to look as through a window to see the majesty and dignity of God himself. And we as the community of Christ, we would do well to remember that. As God's face shines upon people, so it is that the look on our face and the feelings in our hearts are to reach out and to extend love, dignity, honor. I honestly can't imagine adequately enough the heartache that must be happening right now in Boulder. My wife and I are scheduled to be there just in the next weeks to do a seminar, one on prayer, one called Seeking, Six Questions Jesus Asked to Guide the Christian Journey. But it's always difficult to move into these seminars without our hearts and minds being somewhat preoccupied on what has happened in those communities. How well I remember, just years ago, I was traveling into the Carolinas to do an event with African American leaders, men in this particular case. And just days before, the tragic shooting happened at Mother Emanuel Church. And while on the one hand we wanted to talk about the grace and the goodness of God and what it means to live under the Father's blessings, on the other hand we had to recognize the tension and the loss that was in that room and seek to minister to it. I well remember on Sunday morning of that event, being in the sanctuary, I was the speaker. People were gathering, and all of a sudden someone came in, and he was acting out, and he was mumbling and complaining, and quickly, members of the congregation, male members and deacons, went over to make sure that this was okay, because they were on edge, wondering, is this going to be another occasion where somebody steps in and takes life? We as God's people cannot be silent, and that's what this scripture is saying. Bonhoeffer said that silence always is a statement that weighs in toward those that abuse. We can't be silent. We can't justify this in any way other than to say we need to do whatever is necessary to preserve lives, to support setting into motion the kinds of balanced laws and restrictions that will, to some degree, address these issues. And we must look toward our own internal biases. You know, before this issue happened with the Asian community, I had met with the board chairman and the COO of Healing Care Ministries, and I told them that I wanted on the strategic plan that before this year is over, we would hire a person on our staff whose job it will be to help us deal with the issue of inclusivity and diversity. And they, of course, were very much for that. And I've already begun to raise some funds to make that happen. What does that mean? I want to hire someone out of the minority culture who will be on our staff to help us better understand these issues, to look at our own internal bias, to see where we are blinded to greater realities of people that are not like us. And so I'm going to raise that money. I'm going to give money so that we can do something very specific to deal with the issues that are happening in the Black community, in the Asian community, in the Native American community, in the Hispanic community. We as Christians must weigh into this, and we must look to see if we have any internal bias and ask Jesus to help us, because our God loves diversity. He is preparing a community for heaven that will be filled with diversity, The fact that John looked into heaven and saw people of every tribe and every nation means that God wants even heaven to be populated with the differences of who we are. The passage of Scripture that comes in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 that we always say is primarily about spiritual gifts, it's about something else as well, and maybe even more so. It's about the issue of, on the one hand, diversity, and on the other hand, sameness. Isn't that what's in the very first part of the chapter? As Paul is writing it, he's talking about the fact that we get different gifts, we get different ministries, we get different empowerments. At the same time, we have the same Lord. It is the same Spirit that distributes these. It is the same power that flows through all of us. And that we want to honor the diversity that God has placed within human beings, but we also want to honor the fact that every human being has been made to be a reflection of God Himself. And when we begin to press against God's most beautiful and most powerful creation, which is another human being, we are in more ways than we can understand pressing against God Himself. We as God's people always talk about how much we value God's Word. Well, God's Word's pretty clear about caring for the widow and caring for the orphan and being generous, standing in between the accused and the accuser. And right in this passage, in Psalm 31, it's pretty clear. Speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves. What would the 18 people who have lost their lives in the last week to this kind of violence want us to say? What are the rights of the destitute that we must weigh in on? The verse says, speak up, be fair, defend the rights of the poor and those in need. So, practically, what does this mean? Well, number one, let's pray. Let's pray hard. Let's ask for the breaking of the power of evil that's over communities. Let's pray for these people that have lost loved ones, the traumatized that were in that store and all around that community. We pray for Aaron's Church, Cornerstone of Boulder, that they'll be able to minister right across the street. Let's also ask the Lord to help us look internally as to whether there's an internal bias in us, unaddressed anger, unaddressed hatred, and let's go before Him and say, Lord, we don't want even a seed. A little yeast can spoil the whole dough. Lord, search us. Also, if you're interested and you want to contribute, I'm going to raise the funds to hire this person, so that our organization better reflects the diversity that God wants, and that we can reach out into this world and bring reconciliation among people and caring. It's something that we must do. If you want to give, go to healingcare.org. Somewhere on that website, you'll find a way to give. I'll probably be saying more to that in the coming weeks, but right now, I am asking you, join me in praying. Join me in asking the Holy Spirit to inspect our own hearts. Join me in being light in the dark place and love where there is hatred, in order that we can see this world changed to the glory of Jesus Christ.